chunk
now,
down.
Now, if it washes out a chunk of some kind, like, what about in a field? Like, if there's been a big, like there's a big watershed and it comes up to a steep place, and then it would make a...
It cuts a gully across your field. Mm-hmm. That's what we call it, a gully.
A gully, yeah. And what about...
Is that what they've got it down?
Well, that's one of... Gully's one of the possibilities, yeah. Gully's one of the things that people... And people call it different things. I've heard it called a draw, too.
A draw is a place that's already low.
Oh, a draw is a place that's already low.
Yeah,
oh.
A draw is something that's... That's natural.
That's natural.
It's a kind of like what it looks like is be a branch. That water is running there, but it ain't a wash. It's just already there.
It was already there. Oh, now that's what you call a draw.
A draw is something of that. The water runs there. Water goes through that there draw, but it don't. It ain't washed it out. And I know where there's a draw up here towards Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that draw is there's a cave that goes back in the mountain.
Oh.
And I found, ain't nobody else found it but me.
Oh.
And I was prospecting at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a piece of metal, that genuine pure metal, in one of the rocks that broke off of that deal. Just broke off a piece of rock, and it was just like a thread through that.
Mm-hmm.
Through that rock,
mm-hmm.
And just soft metal. Just a solid, I mean it was solid metal. You could just take and tear it out of that rock.
What kind of metal was it?
Well, it looked like aluminum, but I don't see how it could be aluminum in the kind of rock it was in.
That kind of rock it was in, yeah.
I don't know where it was, but I found it, and I know right where to go back.
Yeah.
But there's a hole that goes back in that mountain there, and water was just a pouring out of it, you know, just a pouring out of it. And there ain't no telling how big his cave it is back in there where that water's coming out. And if it was, the metal that would be in there would be maybe just in solid nuggets stuck to the rock.
What would you call, like, on a mountain, the rocky drop-off, like where it's rocky, the rocky side, and there's a sharp drop-off. You call that drop-off a...
We'd call it a cliff. If it was rock, or like that, maybe 8 or 10 foot high.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we call a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call, like, kind of a low place up in the mountains where the, well, like where the road, they might put a road through?
Benches.
Have you ever heard that called a gap?
A gap?
What's a gap?
Well, a gap is where the two mountains come together like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and,
I see.
And when they come together, why, there's a gap that goes through there that's lower than any other part of it.
It's lower than any other part.
And the fact that we got one out here east of us, they call it the low gap.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down like this. There's a holler on the south side, there's a holler on the north side. And where the water runs, and they head up there at the gap,
mm-hmm.
And that's what we call a gap.
Oh, and now the other thing is...
The other thing's benches,
the
low places that's around the side of the mountain. That's
low places around the side.
Benches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the mountains, the water flows along, and then there'll be like a drop off in the
falls.
Water. Now, if you were talking about different kinds of roads, like now when you lived out at, I can't think of what it's called.
Chapel?
Huh?
Miller's.